A while ago, we reviewed the AGP Tech Mini HD Media Player.
Yes.
You can find it at cat5.tv/AGP Tech. T-E-K, not T-E-C-H. Okay? So we had a couple of comments, questions about it. So I'm going to run through a few of them quickly.
Feel that.
Very cool.
Very cool indeed. It's cold because it's got a metal body.
Very cool.
Just throwing that out there. Okay, what's our...
All right, so the first
this
one...
This is a cool device. Check out that video. Again, go on to our website, category5.tv. Do a search for AGPTEK, and that will bring up that. Or go to cat5.tv/AGPTech.
It is cool.
All right. So Edward asks...
Hey, Edward.
How long does it take for the devices to boot to the home screen once powered on?
There's only one way to answer that.
Power it on.
I can't give a smart aleck response now that you said that.
Just stole that one right there.
For some reason, it matters to a lot of folks, including Edward, and it's valid, I guess. How long does this device take to boot up? That's the question. So if I switch over to this source here, you see nothing because I haven't got it plugged in. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to plug in HDMI here to our broadcast rig, and you see that the only other cable that I have is power, which comes with the AGP Tech device. So I'm going to switch screens there, and I'm going to tell you as soon as I plug it in. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, plugged. And it's in, and boot up time is...
Seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
What do you think? Four seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the very, very random question.
All right. Joven2040
hey, yeah.
Has a comment. It's not compatible to all televisions, not 720p TVs, apparently.
In fact, it is. But you do... See, here's the thing. If you configure it to be 1080p or 1080i and then unplug it and plug it into a 720p TV...
That makes sense.
It's not going to work because it's running in 1080p and your computer, your TV is not going to be able to handle it. So first of all, the best thing to do is plug it into a 1080p computer or screen of some sort, TV. Go into setting.
Quick question. The 1080p, yeah. Is that the default setting?
No, I can't recall because I've messed with it so much. I think it was 720p was the default.
Okay.
But it's possible, I guess. I mean... Who really, you know, there's
well,
no...
I'm just thinking if your TV's, if you're trying to load it...
If that's the first device you plug it
into.
Just
be aware of that.
Yeah. So if you're not able to do it, plugging it into a 720p TV, then this would probably be why. So you go down to video output mode using... And I'm just using a wireless controller that comes with it, okay? And here you'll see that it's got PAL, NTSC, and then we've got 720p at 60 hertz... 720p at 50 hertz, so that would be like the UK versus the United States and Canada. UK at 1080p and 1080p for United States and Canada at 60 hertz. That has to do with the power rating of our power. So that's YPBPR, different spec. What I want is that's the because it's got optical output, it's got the RCA output. So, and then it's got HDMI. Now, we're using HDMI, so I want to actually scroll down to the HDMI output options. Currently, I've got it set to 60 hertz at 720p, and I can go up to 1080p, 24, 50, or 60 hertz. So the options are there. But if you have it currently set to 1080p, 60 hertz, and you plug it into a 720p, 60 hertz TV or 50 hertz TV, it's not going to work. So you need to first configure that on a... probably a 1080p TV, and then plug it into that lesser device. That would fix it for you.
Okay. So another question from Santiago Benitez.
Hey, Santiago.
Says yes to something.
Yes! Not just, yes! Yes! Nailed it!
But will it play the latest H.265 file type?
Will it play H.265?
Oh, look at that. You're prepared.
Well, this is my little micro SD to SD card adapter. I'm going to just plug in my SD card here, which just goes into the side. And boom. And then on my navigation here, I'm going to go back to the main menu. And you'll notice that if I go into movie...
It's
and then
loading.
Smart card, and then into that drive, I have three files. My original file, I've got a short one for loop and H.265 in 3, 2, 1. No. Unfortunately, H.265 is, as we see here, not supported. H.264, though, brilliant.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, could that just be a simple software update in the future? Or
I don't know. If the company ever brings out firmware updates, maybe, but H.265 would do better with a hardware decoder, so
right.
I think it would probably be a no-go for H.265. That said, much of our content is H.264. If that works for you, great. But now we know the answer.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Next.
That's it for the AGP questions.
That's it?
I believe so.
No, there's more. Did you notice there I had other files?
More.
What do you got for me?
Okay, so Vanessa has a question.
Hi,
so,
Vanessa. I knew you had a question for me.
That's
oh,
right.
Jeff, I see.
Was, like, skipping over.
So I
was.
Yep.
Vanessa has ordered one and wants to know, how do you make the film loop? I press the loop button, but a red cross shows, and then it plays the film once, and then it says it can't play the file.
Okay.
Basically, it's just not looping. That's the main thing, and Vanessa needs it for an art exhibition.
Oh, we got to get this thing loopy.
Right. Let's get loopy.
Let's get this loopy for you, Vinny. All right. Let's jump over here. Notice, once again, I am prepared, and I think what's happening... So, you have this great remote control, and on this button is the repeat button. On there is a button called repeat. And when I push it, I think that's what you're seeing.
Right.
See that? Oh, well, I'm pushing repeat, and it's not working. And then I'm going to push OK to play, and it's just going to play once and then halt. Mm-hmm. So, it's just the methodology behind it. Push OK first to play the video. Sasha, back on episode 510, you'll remember.
Now,
was
while
asking
it's
about
playing,
can you guys hear me OK over that?
I'm gonna,
you know what? I'm just going to turn it down.
Ooh.
And my suggestion
see if I can
was,
turn it down.
You know,
turn it down. Okay. Don't worry about that. Can't play. That's because it jumped over to the H.265. Okay.
Sasha,
I think I've got the sound.
Back on episode 510, you'll remember, was asking about what she should do for
yeah.
a display okay. at her wedding.
So now Ooh. That it's
and my
playing,
suggestion
now
was,
I push that
you know,
repeat button.
Sasha, back on episode
push
510,
it again.
You'll remember,
Only
was asking
once.
About
push it again.
What
repeat
she should
one.
Do
that means,
for
it's
a display
going to repeat
at her
this Ooh. One video repeatedly. Mm-hmm. So let's see that it happens. This is a 10-second file that I created just for you, Vanessa. Let it play.
It'll be steampunked out, and it'll be amazing. But really, when it comes to your special day, I'm like, just simplify.
Yep.
Been there, done that. I've filmed some weddings, and one of the biggest
Maybe,
mistakes
oh,
people can make
this
is
playing
is
longer than 10 seconds.
Things,
I was going to say, wow, you cannot count.
Yeah. I was playing the original file.
Oh,
short for loop.
Sasha,
okay.
Back on
repeat.
Episode 510, you'll remember,
repeat.
Was asking about
repeat.
What she
Only
should do
once.
Repeat for
one.
A display
there.
At
Let's
her
see.
Wedding.
Ooh.
And my suggestion was, you know, Sasha,
there goes,
back
look at
on
that.
Episode
there goes.
510, you'll
Good.
Remember, was
Perfect.
Asking about
Nailed it.
What she
and
should
does it do
do
it more than once?
For a display at
Let's
her
see.
Wedding.
Ooh.
And my suggestion was, you know, Sasha,
oh,
back on
boom.
Episode
it's
510,
like Groundhog
you'll remember.
Day.
That 10 seconds of my life just keeps playing over and over and over again.
So if you're going to loop the videos, and given that it is for an art exhibit, you may want to just, if you saw there was a little bit of a flash the way that it reset, have your video fade out and fade in for a nice smooth transition.
Yeah, that may help, yeah.
Just so it looks more polished. Something to think about.
Great,
but,
thought. Great thought.
But it does work. So there
Fantastic.
You go.
Fantastic.
Right.
There we go. So just don't do it on the menu. Do it on the video
yep.
right. itself.
Would it be advantageous to rip DVDs at a higher res, or will it show 1080 automatically once you plug it in, asks Christine.
Well, if it is a higher resolution file, Christine, then the device is going to have to downscale. Mm-hmm. That's going to take more processor power, and therefore it's more likely to have something like buffering or skipping mm-hmm. or mouths being out of sync. It can happen, and that's not the fault of this device. That's just the nature of players in general.
Yep.
So because we know it's a 1080p device, I would say just rip to directly to 1080p. That would be perfect. If you go any higher than that, then you run the risk of, hey, it's downsampling from a 4K file. I don't have a 4K file to test with, unfortunately, tonight. Was not prepared.
And
but that's what I would do. I would stick with 1080p.
Okay.